If you could permit me to remove my tie. Don't know what's happening right now for our facility.
Woman to advance. Huh? Where's the advance? Oh, it's right here. Okay, thank you. 我们今天早上的讲道是路德记第四章。
This morning, our sermon is preached from Ruth chapter 4.
英文堂的弟兄姐妹可能不知道，我们前面已经讲过三次路德记。
For our brothers and sisters from the English congregation, you may not know that we've already preached the previous three chapters of Ruth.
我们今天是路德记的结尾。
Today we're coming to a closure of the book of Ruth.
那么我们先用中文来读一下今天的经文, 然后请Samuel牧师来读英文。First,
we're going to read the passage in Mandarin, and we'll ask Pastor Samuel to read the passage in English.
波阿斯到了城门,坐在那里, 恰巧波阿斯所说的那致敬的亲属经过, 波阿斯说,某人啊, 你来坐在这里, 他就来坐下。 波阿斯又从本城的长老中拣选了十个人，对他们说：“请你们坐在这里。”他们就都坐下。波阿斯对那致敬的亲属说：“从摩押地回来的拿俄米，现在要买我们族兄，现在要卖我们族兄以利米勒的那块地。我想当树那块地的是你，其次是我，此外再没有别人了。你可以在这里的人面前。” 和我本国的长老面前说明，你若肯恕就恕，若不肯恕就告诉我。那人回答说：“我肯恕。”波阿斯说：“你从纳俄米手中买这地的时候，也当取原文作买。死人的妻子摩押女子路德，使死人在产业上存留她的名。那人说：“这样我就不能恕了，恐怕与我的产业有碍。你可以恕。” 我所当诉的，我不能诉了。从前在以色列人中要定夺什么事，或赎回，或交易，这人就脱鞋给那人。以色列人都以此为证据。那人对波阿斯说：“你自己买吧。”于是把鞋脱下来了。波阿斯对长老和众民说：“你们今日做见证，凡属以利米勒和基连马伦的，我都从拉俄米手中买治疗。” 又娶了马伦的妻摩押女子路德为妻，好在死人的产业上存留他们的名，免得他的名在本族本乡灭没。你们今日可以做见证，在城门坐着的众民和长老都说：我们做见证，愿耶和华使进你家的这女子，像建立以色列家的拉结和利亚二人一样，又愿你在以法他得亨通，在伯利恒得名声。 愿耶和华从这少年女子赐你后裔，使你的家像他玛从犹大生法勒士的家一般。于是波阿斯娶了路德为妻，与他同房。耶和华使他怀孕，生了一个儿子。妇人们对拉俄米说：“耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你，使你无致敬的亲属。愿这孩子在以色列中得名声，他必提起你的精神，奉养你的老。” 因为是爱慕你的那儿父所生的，有这儿父比有七个儿子还好。拿俄米就把孩子抱在怀中，做他的养母。邻舍的妇人说：“拿俄米得孩子了，就给孩子起名叫俄贝德。这俄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。”
Ruth chapter 4, verses 1 to 17. Meanwhile, Boaz went up to the town gate and sat there. When the kinsman redeemer he had mentioned came along, Boaz said, "Come over here, my friend, and sit down." So he went over and sat down. Boaz took 10 of the elders of the town and said, "Sit here." And they did so. Then he said to the kinsman redeemer, "Naomi, who has come back from Moab, is selling the piece of land that belonged to our brother Elimelech. I thought I should bring the matter to your attention and suggest that you buy it in the presence of these seated here and the presence of the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, do so, But if you will not, tell me, so I will know. For no one has the right to do it except you, and I am next in line. I will redeem it, he said. Then Boaz said, On the day you buy the land from Naomi and from Ruth, the Moabitess, you acquire the dead man's widow in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property. At this, the kinsman redeemer said, Then I cannot redeem it because I might endanger my own estate. You redeem it yourself. I cannot do it. Now, in earlier times in Israel, for the redemption and transfer of property to become final, one party took off his sandal and gave it to the other. This was the method of legalizing transactions in Israel. So the kinsman redeemer said to Boaz, Buy yourself. And he removed his sandal. Then Boaz announced to the elders and all the people, Today you are witnesses that I bought from Naomi all the property of Elimelech, Chilion, and Mahlon. I have also acquired Ruth the Moabitess, Mahlon's widow, as my wife, in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property, so that his name will not disappear from among his family or from the town records. Today you are witnesses. Then the elders and all those at the gate said, We are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, who together build up the house of Israel. May you have standing in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem. Through the offspring the Lord gives you by this young woman, may your family be like that of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. Then he went to her, and the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. The women said to Naomi, Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth. Then Naomi took the child, laid him in her lap, and cared for him. The women living there said, Naomi has a son. And they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David.
好，我们这地方要首先要知道的是叫做近亲买赎。
And so first we need to know what is kinsman redemption.
在旧约圣经的时候，有一段圣经讲到这个近亲买赎。
In the Old Testament, there's a particular passage that speaks about kinsman redemption.
是在《生命记》第二十五章。
And this is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 25.
弟兄同居若死了一个没有儿子，死人的妻不可出嫁外人。她丈夫的弟兄兄弟当尽弟兄的本分，娶她为妻，与她同房。妇人生的长子必归死兄的名下，免得他的名在以色列中涂抹了。
It is recorded, if brothers are living together and one of them dies without a son, his widow must not marry outside the family. Her husband's brother shall take her and marry her and fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to her. The first son she bears shall carry on the name of the dead brother, so that his name will not be blotted out from Israel.
所以在路德的时候呢，他这种近亲的买赎的这种风俗已经延伸到其他的近亲的，不见得是亲兄弟。
So by the time of Ruth, this particular practice has extended to extended families and relatives, not just direct bloodlines.
所以路德他只有两个儿子。Naomi 只有两个儿子。
And we know that Naomi has only two sons.
这两个儿子呢，后来都死掉了。
And both of them passed away.
所以只剩下路德是马伦的妻子。
And so there's only Ruth who is the wife of Mahlon.
还有纳俄米他们这婆媳两个人回到迦南地。
And so Ruth and Naomi, they both returned to land of Canaan.
那么所以呢一个是非常可怜的两个人。
They are pitiful in their state.
那么他们无以为生。
They have really nothing to live by.
所以纳俄米就叫他的媳妇到这个收割的禾场里面去捡麦穗子。
And so Naomi instructed Ruth to go to the harvest fields to start to pick up on the scraps from the harvest.
就刚好到了一个当地非常有钱的一个人叫波阿斯的田里。
And so she somehow arrived in this plot of land that's owned by a very rich person named Boaz.
我们如果读路德记的时候，我们就发现波阿斯是一个非常仁慈的人。
And if reading through the book of Ruth, we'll find that Boaz is a very compassionate person.
他告诉他的仆人，绝对不要禁止这个妇人在拾取这个收割所遗留下来的麦穗。
And he specifically instructed his servants not to prohibit this woman from picking up the scraps.
不但如此，还从已经收割的这个禾捆当中拿了许多的麦穗，送给路德。
Not only so, he instructed them to take out from the bundles, different strands, so as to give it to Naomi, this woman.
路德那个时候不知道波阿斯是他的一个近亲。
And at that time, Ruth had no idea that Boaz was a close relative.
但是后来，拿俄米却告诉他，这个人是我们的近亲。
And, but later on, Naomi told Ruth that he is our extended family.
但是在波阿斯跟他们之间还有另外一个人是比他们的这个关系更亲。
But yet there was this other person who was a closer kinsman.
所以按照当时的规矩，是因为那个人有首先他这个做这个买树的这个权利跟义务。
And so by the principle of the day, this particular person has the rights to perform a kinsman redemption.
只有那个人放弃他的权利，才会轮到波阿斯。
Only when he has given up his rights will this privilege come to Boaz.
所以才会有我们今天的这个故事。
Which then brings us into the story that we have today.
波阿斯当然心里面非常想能够把这个纳俄米的这块地买过来。
So in Boaz's heart, he really wishes to acquire the plot of land that is owned by Naomi.
但是他必须要先请那个比他更近的那个亲属先来做一个决定。
But he needs to invite this other kinsman to make a decision.
所以只有当那个亲属放弃他的权利的时候，
it's only when this particular kinsman would renounce his rights,
波阿斯才有机会。
Then would Boaz have this opportunity?
那么那个人原来是说我可以赎的。
That particular person said, "Yeah, I can redeem it."
那后来为什么就说这样我就不能赎了呢？
But why is it that in the end he turned it down?
他改变他的主意。
He changed his mind.
因为他说恐怕与我的产业有碍。
He said that this might affect my own estate.
原因是因为妇人生的长子必归于死兄的名下，免得他的名在以色列中涂抹了。
Because it stated that the first son of this woman needs to come under the name of the dead brother.
那么
just so that his name is not blotted out from Israel.
在以色列人分财产的时候，
and so when among the Israelites when they're distributing their wealth,
他们的长子要得双份的。
The eldest son will receive double portion.
但是这个长子却是继承了那个死人的名分。
But yet this eldest son would have taken on the name of the dead brother.
所以双份的财产就落到别人的名下去了。
Which means that this double portion of the wealth would have been in the hands of someone else.
怪不得这个人说他有爱我的产业。
No wonder this particular person said he will endanger my own estate.
所以这个人他就后悔了。
And there was regret in this person.
说这样我就不能赎了。
And he said, well, because of this, I can't do the redemption.
我相信这是波阿斯正是想听到的话。
I believe that this is what Boaz would like to hear.
好了，那么这个时候呢，有一件很奇怪的事情就脱鞋。
And so at this point, something curious happened.
在圣经里面记载的脱鞋有好几个地方。
In the Bible, there are several passages that record this removal of the sandals.
其中最有名的是这段圣经在约书亚记第五章。
The most famous is recorded in Joshua chapter 5, verse 15.
约书亚那个时候已经要带领军队打进这个耶利哥。
And at this point in time, Joshua was about to lead the army of Israel into Jericho.
他那天在远远的眺望，就看这个耶律哥城。
So on this very day, he was looking afar, looking at the city of Jericho.
心里面想怎么样子把这个城市给打下来。
And he was thinking, how are we able to bring it down?
耶和华神忽然间 派了一个天使显现在他的面前。
And Jehovah God all of a sudden sent this angel to appear before Joshua.
那么跟耶稣亚说。
And said to him.
他说我是耶和华军队的元帅。
I am the commander of the armies of Jehovah the Lord.
我相信耶稣亚觉得很奇怪。
I believe that Joshua felt weird.
耶和华军队的元帅不是明明是我吗？
And he would be thinking, aren't I the commander of the armies of the Lord?
你是什么人？忽然间你说你是耶和华军队的元帅。
Who are you that you would suddenly appear and you would say that I am the commander of his armies?
后来约书亚终于知道这个人就是一个天使，是神所派来的。
Joshua would realize that this is an angel sent by the Lord.
所以约书亚就匍匐在这个人的面前。
And so Joshua collapsed and bowed down before this angel.
他说果然是整个的军队是属于耶和华自己所派来的元帅来统领的。
And he acknowledged that the entire army is to be led by Jehovah Lord and his commander.
耶和华军队的元帅就对约书亚说。
And so this commander said to Joshua,
把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。
He said, take off your sandals for the place where you are standing is holy.
耶稣亚就照着行了。
And so Joshua did as instructed.
为什么要把鞋脱下来呢？
Why does he need to remove his sandals?
这当然是一个象征。
This is a symbol.
象征原来是自己的权利。
It is symbolic of how something is originally your personal right.
当你把鞋脱下来的时候，
But once you remove your sandals,
你把你自己的权利完完全全的交给对方。
You are committing entirely your personal rights to the other person.
为什么这个地方是圣的呢？
Why is this place holy?
因为一个把自己的主权交给上帝的人，那个地方就是成圣的地方。
Because at the place where the person commits his entire rights into the sovereignty of God, that place is holy.
我们有一次在国内参加一个退休会。
There was this one time when I was attending a retreat in China.
那个最后做结束的讲员。
At the end of the speaker for the final session.
就告诉我们所有的会众。
He told the entire congregation,
我们需要把我们自己的主权交给我们的上帝。
He said, we need to commit our own rights to God.
他就说，所有愿意把自己的主权，生命的主权，交给上帝的人，请你把你的鞋子脱下来。
And so he said, whoever is willing to commit your entire rights to God, remove your shoes.
然后走到前面来。
Oh, and then come proceed on to the front.
跪在祭坛的前面。
Kneel down before the altar.
一时间那个会堂充满了脚臭味。
And all of a sudden there were interesting smells of foot.
但是那个地方是神圣的。
But that place was holy.
感谢主，所以这个脱鞋这个习俗的意义就是把自己的权利交出来。
We thank God and we see that there is this particular meaning of removing your sandals and that is committing your own rights to God.
我们现在回到这个生命记。
And so we return again to Deuteronomy chapter 25.
这生命记二十五章第七节继续说到这个要这个要买赎这个死人的这个妻子。
Deuteronomy chapter 25 continues to speak about this kinsman redemption.
那人若不愿意娶他哥哥的妻，他哥哥的妻就要到城门长老那里说，我丈夫的兄弟不肯在以色列中兴起他哥哥的名字，不给我尽弟兄的本分，本城的长老就要招那人来问他，他若执意说我不愿意娶他，他哥哥的妻就要当着长老的那人的跟前脱了他的鞋，吐唾沫在他脸上，说凡不为哥哥建立家室的都要这样待他，在以色列中他的名必称为脱鞋之家。
In Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 7 to 10, however, if a man does not want to marry his brother's wife, she shall go to the elders at the town gate and say, my husband's brother refuses to carry on his brother's name in Israel. He will not fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to me. Then the elders of his town shall summon him and talk to him. If he persists in saying, I do not want to marry her, her brother's widow shall go up to him in the presence of the elders, take off one of his sandals, spit in his face and say, This is what is done to the man who will not build up his brother's family line. That man's line shall be known in Israel as the family of the unsandaled.
哇，这个是相当严重的事情。
This, as we see, is something that's very severe.
我们看到这种叫做近亲的买树是一个责任。
We see that this kinsman redemption is in fact a responsibility.
因为在这个责任的同时要付出很大的代价。
Because we see that there is much sacrifice and cost to be paid out in this particular redemption.
所以有人是不愿意做的。
So there are people who will be unwilling.
但是这段圣经说，如果说这个人不愿意做的话，
But this particular passage tells us that this person insists on not carrying out this responsibility.
这人的家以后都被称作脱鞋之家。
This whole family will be regarded as the family of the unsandaled.
所以是相当的这个一个名声不好的一件事情。
It is of bad repute.
那么那人对波阿斯说你自己买吧，于是把鞋脱下来了。
And so this person told Boaz, you redeem it, and he removed his own sandals.
为什么脱鞋呢？
Why did he take off his sandals?
因为本来是自己的权利义务，脱鞋代表放弃了。
It's to say that he is giving up his particular privilege as well as his responsibility.
当初约书亚把自己的鞋脱下来。
Back in the day when Joshua removed his sandals,
他是把他自己的主权交给上帝。
He committed his own rights to God.
但是今天这个人他把鞋脱下来。
But today he removed his sandals.
是把自己的权利跟义务放弃了交给波阿斯。
It's a giving up of his own personal rights.And responsibility and handing it over to Boaz.
所以有一种相似的这种这个意义。
So there is a similarity in terms of its meaning.
那么这个经文上面说，从前在以色列人中要定夺什么事，或赎回，或交易，这人就脱鞋给那人。
In the passage, it tells us that back in the day, for Israel to legalize any of these transactions.It is for the person to remove the sandal and hand it over to the other party.
可见以色列人到那个时候已经发展到这个不是光只有这个近亲买树的时候才脱鞋。
And we see that by that time, the nation of Israel has developed this particular principle of removing sandals beyond kinsman redemption into transactions.
他们如果做一些什么决定，要定夺什么事情，或者赎回或者交易，都要脱鞋。
It is recorded that whether it's making a decision or making a transaction or even redemption, there is involved this removal of the sandals.
也就是代表我已经放弃，我不再追究，是这样的意思。
It means that there is this giving up and there's this acknowledgement that there will no longer be a remembrance of this particular matter.
也就是说我说话算数的意思。
It's to say that my word counts.
那么这个人呢，他不愿意再买树拿俄米他这块地，以及不愿意再娶路德这件事情，他已经放弃了，不再追究了，所以他把鞋子脱下来。
And so this person says, I will no longer redeem the land, I will not take in Ruth, I will no longer pursue this matter.
那么在做这件事的时候，有许多的见证人。
And in this particular transaction, there were many witnesses.
那么波阿斯就当众宣布，他要把拿俄米的这块地买过来。
And Boaz declared before all the witnesses that he is going to make the purchase of the land.
各位弟兄姐妹，这个以利米勒那块地一定是一块荒地。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to understand that the land of Elimelech is.A very impoverished land.
因为已经多年没有耕种了。
Because for years it has not been sown.
我相信大概不值什么钱的。
It probably doesn't worth much.
而且随着要把这块地买过来。
As you purchase the land,
还要把这个死人的寡妇也娶过来。
It also means that you need to also bring over the widow of the deceased.
也就是说波阿斯以后他要分财产的时候，
which means that in the future when Boaz is to redistribute his wealth,
他财产里面的一大部分是要交给这个寡妇的这个妻子，这个寡妇的儿子。
A majority of the wealth will go to the son of this widow.
所以对于这个买树的这个人来讲的话，他是要付很大的代价的。
And so for this redeemer, a big cost is paid out.
怪不得这些见证人非常的赞扬波阿斯所做的这件事情。
It then comes as no surprise that these witnesses have such praises for Boaz.
他们说我们做见证愿耶和华使进你家的这女子像建立以色列家的拉结利亚二人一样又愿意在以法他得亨通在伯利恒的名声愿耶和华从这少年女子赐你后裔使你家像他玛从犹大所生法勒士的家一般。
And so the witnesses say to Boaz, we are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, who together build up the house of Israel. May you have standing in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem. Through the offspring the Lord gives you by this young woman, may your family be like that of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah.
拉结跟利亚是雅各的两个妻子。
We know that Rachel and Leah are the wives for Israel.
后来雅各被上帝改名叫以色列。
I'm sorry, it's for wives of Jacob who was later renamed to be Israel by God.
所以这里说以色列家。
And so it says this is the house of Israel.
所以这是雅各他们在以色列这一族的祖宗所做的事情。
We see that this is what God is doing in the, for the forefathers of Israel.
所以这些见证人是提到了以色列的古老的历史。
So these witnesses are making a reference back to the ancient history of Israel.
那么这里说又愿你在以法他得亨通在伯利恒得名声。
Here it also says that they want him to be of good standing in Ephrathah and to be famous in Bethlehem.
伯利恒又名以法他。
Bethlehem is the name of Ephrathah.
所以通常讲 伯利恒以法他是一起说的。
And so usually the city is labeled Ephrathah is Bethlehem.
伯利恒在希伯来文里面是谷仓的意思。
Bethlehem in the name of in Hebrew it means the house of grains.
但是在谷仓也有变成这个收成不好的时候。
But there are times where there's poor harvest in the house. Of grain,
特别是碰到旱灾的时候,
especially when there is a drought.
这就是为什么当初以利米勒他们全家人离开伯利恒到这个摩押地区.
It is also the reason why Elimelech left Bethlehem to go into Moab.
因为那个地方遭遇旱灾.
Because at that time there was a devastating drought and famine.
然后又说愿耶和华从这少年女子赐你后裔.
They further on said that hope, they wish for this offspring to come from this woman.
使你家像他玛从犹大所生的法勒士的家一般。
So the family is to be like that of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah.
他玛是犹大的妻子。
Tamar is the wife of Judah.
你如果看耶稣的家谱的话,
if you look to the genealogy of Jesus,
上面特别提到他玛。
There was a specific mention to Tamar.
那么就知道犹太人犹太人认为他玛在他们这个族里面是占有特别的地位的。
And we see that Tamar carries a particular special place in the tribe of Israel.
这个地方的祝福都是引用以色列的历史。
All the blessings that has been said by the witnesses make references to the history of Israel.
他愿意上帝祝福这个波阿斯，像祝福他当初的以色列的祖宗一样。
They wish for God to bless Boaz just as he has blessed the forefathers of Israel.
好，那么这里说耶和华是应当称颂的。
So it says here that the, praise be to the Lord.
我们看见这个路德记的四章。
We see that in these four chapters in the book of Luke, Ruth, sorry.
我们看见神的手在那里做工。
We see the hands of God at work.
好比说这路德记第二章第三节。
So for example, in chapter 2, verse 3.
路德就去来到田间，在收割的人身后拾取麦穗。他恰巧到了以利米勒本族人的波阿斯那块田里。
It says, So she went out and began to glean the fields behind the harvesters. As it turned out, she found herself working in a field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech.
她恰巧到了以利米勒的本族人波阿斯那块田里。
As it turned out, somehow she was in the field of Boaz.
那个是收获的时间。
That was a time of harvesting.
在整个的伯利恒，大概有很多很多的田地在一起都在收获。
In the city, in the town of Bethlehem, many fields are being harvested.
路德没有走到别人的田里。
Ruth did not go to anyone else's field.
就恰巧到了波阿斯的田里。
But somehow found herself in the field of Boaz.
我们知道世界上面没有恰巧的事情。
We know that there's no coincidence.
这是神带领路德到了波阿斯的田里。
We know that this is the Lord leading Ruth into Boaz's field.
如果没有的话。
If this did not happen,
那就没有这整个的路德记的故事了。
There is just no this recording of this account of Ruth.
我们知道神的手在做工。
We know that God's hands is at work.
都是神的作为。
That it is the work of God.
所以耶和华是应当称颂的。
And therefore praise be to the Lord.
那么我们再看看这个故事的几个主角。
Let us then look at Ruth, some of these main protagonists.
首先路德。
First, Ruth.
路德当初决定要跟随拿俄米回到这个伯利恒的时候。
When Ruth decided that she's going to return to Bethlehem with Naomi,
她曾经这样说。
This is what she said.
你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
Your people will be my people and your God my God.
这是一个多么大的一个改变和选择。
This is a dramatic change and choice.
路德是摩押人。
Ruth is a Moabite.
他们拜的神是不一样的神。
They worship a different God.
他们讲的话也跟犹太人不一样。
They speak a different language from the Jews.
他们的风俗习惯都跟犹太人不一样。
All their customs, cultures, and traditions are all different from the Israelites.
所以路德要跟着他的婆婆拿俄米回到这个伯利恒的时候，是一个非常大的改变。
So for Ruth to want to return back home with Naomi, her mother-in-law, this is a big change.
而且拿俄米是一个年老的妇人。
And Naomi is an elderly woman.
她回到伯利恒去以后，她什么都没有。
When she returns back to Bethlehem, she has nothing.
路德是跟着一个什么都没有的一个老年的妇人到一个很陌生的地方去。
So Ruth is following this elderly woman into a very unfamiliar place who has nothing.
所以这需要很大的勇气。
This requires a lot of courage.
也很需要一个很大很大的信心。
And also great faith.
所以怪不得你如果看耶稣的家谱。
And so if you look at the genealogy of Jesus,
圣经上面特别提到路德。
There is special mention of Ruth.
所以一个外邦的女子成为大卫的曾祖母。
As a Gentile woman, she became the great-grandmother of David.
我们知道耶稣是大卫的子孙。
And we do know that Jesus is the descendant from the line of David.
所以路德也是大卫也是耶稣的这个祖宗。
And so she is the foremother for Jesus.
那么因为路德有了这么大的信心。
Because there is such great faith in Ruth.
我们再看拿俄米。
Let us then now look at Naomi.
拿俄米她刚刚回到伯利恒的时候。
Naomi, when she first returned to Bethlehem,
她跟人家讲。
She told the people,
不要叫我拿俄米, 就是甜的意思。
Don't call me Naomi, which means sweet.
要叫我马拉, 就是苦的意思。
Call me Mara, which means bitter.
因为全能者使我受了大苦。
Because the Almighty has made my life very bitter.
你看，果然是这样子。
You see, this is it.
他们一家人离开这个伯利恒的时候。
The whole family when they left Bethlehem.
拿俄米有她的丈夫，还有两个儿子。
Naomi had her husband and the two sons.
等到回到伯利恒的时候。
But by the time she has returned to Bethlehem,
丈夫也没了，两个儿子也没了。
She no longer has the husband or the sons.
只有身边有一个外邦的女子。
And by her side is this foreign woman.
婆媳两个人不知道要靠什么过日子。
And so for this mother and her daughter-in-law, they don't really know how to carry on with their living.
但是她的名字是甜的意思。
And yet her name, Naomi, is sweet.
Because
at that point in time, Naomi is not able to decipher any sweetness in her life. All she sees is bitterness.
所以她说, 不要叫我甜,
so she says, don't call me sweet, call me bitter. Because the Almighty has caused me to have life that is bitter. We have this sympathy. But through the entire account of Ruth, we see
Naomi, 她尽心尽力地把她的生命的主权交在神的手里。
Naomi continues to fully commit her rights into the hands of God.
她也没有说坐在家里面等天上面掉馅饼下来。
She wasn't just sitting at home and waiting for bread to fall from the sky.
她要她的媳妇去捡麦穗。
She asked her daughter-in-law to go and pick up grains.
基本上是做讨饭的这样的一个行为。
Essentially, she's asking her to go beg.
因为完全仰赖着别人的这种仁慈。
To rely on the pure kindness of people.
那么结果呢, 就发展出我们所知道的路德记这段非常美丽的一个故事。
And we see that from there on, there is this development of this beautiful account that we read in Ruth.
所以因着拿俄米的信心, 她这个人生是苦尽甘来。
Because of the faith that Naomi has, there is eventually sweetness that returns.
所以我们看见的是一个从苦到甜的一个转变。
We see this transition from bitterness into sweetness.
我们看见是神的大能。
We see this is the almighty work of God.
我们也看见拿俄米的信心。
We see Naomi's faith.
最后我们看看波阿斯。
Finally, let's look at Boaz.
波阿斯正从伯利恒来对收割人说, 愿耶和华与你们同在。
Boaz was returning from Bethlehem and he says to the harvesters, may the Lord be with you.
为什么从伯利恒来呢?
Why is he coming from Bethlehem?
我相信波阿斯他的家是住在伯利恒的城里面。
I believe that he lives in within the city limits of Bethlehem.
但是他的田,
but that the fields will be on the outskirts of Bethlehem. And so there will be many harvesters in the fields. And now the boss has arrived.
但这个老板一来就非常仁慈地对他的这些仆人说, 耶和华与你们同在。
And you see that upon his arrival, he's very compassionate towards the harvesters and he says, the Lord be with you.
所以我们看见,
we see that Boaz is compassionate.
然后波阿斯遇见了路德了以后,
and when Boaz had met Ruth,
他早就听说有一个摩押的女子跟着拿俄米回来了。
He has heard of this news that there is this Moabitess who has returned with Naomi.
但是没想到这个摩押女子居然到了他田里面来。
But he has not expected her to be in his fields.
他对这个路德虽然是一个陌生人，但是却是对他非常的慷慨。
Even though Ruth was a stranger to him, he was very generous towards her.
他对他的仆人说，要从捆里抽出些来，留在地上，任他拾取，不可吃下他。
And he instructed his harvesters to make sure that they take some strands out of the bundle and not to prohibit her from picking up any of the grains.
为什么不从捆里拿出来直接就给路德呢?
Why wouldn't they just directly take the bundle and give it to Ruth?
因为那是一种施舍的一种行为。
Because that would be an act of giving to someone.
那么把它捆里面拿出来，然后丢在地上，让路德来拾取。
If you take the grains out of the bundle and lay it out on the ground,
这是尊重, Luder的一个主权。
Oh, this is an act of respect toward Ruth.
因为这是圣经所允许这些孤儿寡妇能够做的事情。
And this is because this is something that is biblically endorsed for the widows as well as children to do.
所以你看到
波阿斯不但是一个仁慈的人。
We see that Boaz is not only someone who's compassionate.
他在施舍的过程当中，他还非常的给对方留面子。
When he's very generous, even in his generosity, he makes sure he doesn't shame the person, but gives the person plenty of respect.
我们从波阿斯身上可以学到很多的功课。
From Boaz, we can learn many lessons.
他是仁慈、宽厚、慷慨。
That he is kind, that he is generous.
怪不得上帝大大的祝福他。
No wonder God would greatly bless him.
是他一个好妻子叫做路德。
That God would bless him with such a wonderful wife named Ruth.
那么成为大卫的曾祖父，也就是耶稣的先祖。
To become the great grandfather of David, and therefore the forefather to Jesus.
解经家都说波阿斯预表耶稣。
Biblical scholars have written that Boaz points toward Jesus.
我们看见波阿斯因为他做这种近亲买树的行为。
We see that Boaz carried out his kinsman redemption.
所以他预表耶稣基督的买树的行为。
So he does symbolizes or and points towards the redemption that Jesus would do.
当他向那个比他还近的那个亲戚说，你若肯恕就恕，若不肯恕就告诉我。
When Boaz spoke to this other kinsman redeemer to say, if you are willing to redeem, redeem. If you are not, tell me.
也就是说，我在等候，我在排队等候。
It means that I am lining up, I'm waiting.
巴不得他不肯恕，对不对？
And Boaz was hoping that he would not want to redeem.
所以当那人回答说我肯恕
And so when that person said I am willing to redeem
I think that broke his heart
我觉得那让他的心完全的粉碎
波阿斯一定很失望
And so Boaz was very disappointed
但是当那人说这样我就不能恕了
But when that person says well I can't redeem
我想波阿斯一定很高兴
Boaz was truly happy
这个、所以这当中有一点转折哈。
So there are these twists and turns.
所以我们看见波阿斯愿意要去做近亲买树的一种急迫的心。
So we see that there's this sense of urgency in the heart of Boaz.
耶稣要买树我们这些罪人，他同样有急切的心。
And so it is in the heart of Jesus to have this sense of urgency to redeem us sinners.
在约翰福音第四章
In John chapter 4
我们很熟悉的耶稣基督在撒玛利亚的井边拯救那个妇人
In a familiar passage we know that Jesus had to go through Samaria to rescue this woman by the well
我们一般读经的人都会忽略了这一个四章四节的一段 一个经节
Oftentimes when we read this particular passage we could miss this particular description
这里说必须经过撒玛利亚。
It says that Jesus had to go through Samaria.
事实上，当时的犹太人对于撒玛利亚人是敬而远之的。
During that time, the Jews would stay far away from the Samaritans.
因为他们觉得撒玛利亚人是不洁净的。
Because they know or they think that the Samaritans are unclean.
他们如果要从耶路撒冷到加利利去。
If they're going from Jerusalem to Galilee,
最近的方法是要经过撒玛利亚。
The closest route is to go through Samaria.
但是大部分的犹太人都不愿意经过撒玛利亚。
But most Jews will not want to go through Samaria.
他们从约旦河的东边绕道而行。
They would take the additional journey from the east of Jordan River.
但是耶稣在这里说必须经过撒玛利亚。
Yet Jesus here and is recorded that he has to go through Samaria.
然后我们就发现，原来他在撒玛利亚要在一个井边碰到一个曾经结过五次婚，现在跟他住在一起的还不是他丈夫的女人。
And later on in the passage, we realize that Jesus is going to meet this woman who has been married 5 times and is now staying with a man whom she's not married to.
一个这样子淫乱的这样一种没有道德的女人。
A woman of such lack of morality.
一个本来以为换一个丈夫就会更好，所以她换了五次，但是也没有更好的这样的一个女人。
A woman who thought that she would have a better husband the very next marriage, and she continued to do that five times and yet has never found one.
这人对人生的希望 是没有的。
This person has no hope about life.
圣经说她中午的时候,正午的时候,最热的时候来到井边。
The Bible tells us that she went to the well in mid-afternoon. That's during the hottest time of the day.
一般人都是等到太阳下山以后,
Most people would go to the well when the sun is setting.
但是她中午去,
but she went in mid-afternoon, right at noontime.
原因就是因为她想躲避那些其他的人。
It's because she wants to avoid all these others who are going to the well.
就是这样的一个罪人。
She is such a sinner.
这样的一个见不得人的人。
She is someone who cannot bear to face up to others.
耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚，为了要拯救这一个罪人。
But Jesus had to go through Samaria to rescue this particular sinner.
感谢主，这个妇人得救了。Praise
to the Lord, she was saved.
因为她的得救。And
because of her salvation.
所以整个撒玛利亚城里面有许多人得救。There
were also many in Samaria who were saved.
我们看见耶稣基督 他想救罪人的这种急迫的心。
We see this sense of urgency in Jesus to want to save sinners.
我想这件事情如果被耶路撒冷那些法利赛人知道了,
I believe that if this incident was made known to the Pharisees in Jerusalem,
肯定要大大的批评耶稣。
They are going to greatly critique Jesus.
你为什么经过撒玛利亚?
Why did you go through Samaria?
这是不洁净的地方啊。
This is an unclean place.
你不但经过就罢了, 你还在跟一个这样的一个女人说话?
Not only are you going through Samaria, you even talk to a woman such as her?
而且这个不是别的女人, 是一个结过五次婚, 现在跟她住在一起的男人还不是她丈夫的, 这样的罪人。
And this woman is no other woman but a woman who has been married five times and is living with a man whom she's not married to?
耶稣做这样的事情是付了代价的。
When Jesus did this, he paid a price.
耶稣付的代价是相当的大的。
It's a great cost that he bore.
所以耶稣基督他自己做了许多的牺牲，为了要埋赎我们的这个救恩。
And so Jesus did have to make plentiful sacrifices so as to make the purchase for our redemption.
然后耶稣基督在约翰福音第九章也说过这么一句话。
And in John chapter 9, it is also recorded.
有一个人生下来就是瞎眼。
We're told that this person was born blind.
他的门徒们在那里讨论。
And the disciples were having a discussion.
是这个人犯了罪呢, 还是他父母亲犯了罪?
Is it because this person has sinned or that the parents have sinned?
因为当时的犹太人认为, 假如一个人生来瞎眼的话, 肯定有人犯罪。
Because for the Jews at that time, when they see someone who is blind, they assumed that someone in the family has sinned.
耶稣基督却说了这一句话。
And yes, Jesus said this.
他说趁着白日我们必须做那差我来者的工，黑夜将到就没有人能做工了。It
says that as long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work.
耶稣基督提醒他的门徒,
Jesus reminded his disciples.
现在不是那里争论是谁犯罪的问题。
This is not the time to argue about who has sinned.
我记得有一次在推宣会上面，我听沈保罗牧师这样讲。
I remember this one retreat when I heard this pastor said.
沈保罗牧师是一个很有名的传道人。This
Pastor Shen, he is a very famous preacher.
他几年前已经被主接走了。He
was received back by the Lord a few years ago.
他说，就好比说有一个孩子掉到一个池塘里面，快淹死了。He
said that this is as if a child has fallen into a pond and he is drowning.
旁边的人在那里说，是这个孩子犯罪呢，还是他爸爸妈妈犯罪啊？
And it's as if there are people who are lining by the side of the pond and asking, is it the child who have sinned or the parents who have sinned?
我相信我们在那个时候所要做的事情是赶快跳到池塘里去救这个孩子。
I believe what we need to do at that very moment is to dive into the pond and rescue this child.
而不是在那里争论是谁犯罪了。
And not to stand by the lake of the pond side and argue about who has sinned.
所以耶稣一样的提醒他的门徒。
And so Jesus, in the same way, reminded his disciples,
现在不是讨论谁犯罪的问题。
This is not the time.
现在是要赶快 去救这些失丧的人。
But this is the time to now save those who are lost.
趁着白日，我们要做那差我来的工。黑夜将到，就没有能够做工了。
To seize this opportunity of the day to do the work of Him who have sent me, because when night comes, no one can work.
这是时间上面的急迫感。
This is the sense of urgency when it comes to time.
所以你看见我们的耶稣基督也同样的急切。
And so we see that there's this urgency in Jesus.
我们耶稣基督是完全的神，也是完全的人。
We know that Jesus is fully God and fully man.
在科西玛尼园里面
In the Garden of Gethsemane
耶稣基督知道第二天他就要上十字架
Jesus knew that on the very next day he is going to be crucified
圣经说他心里面非常非常的悲伤
It tells us that in his heart he was deeply grieved
我心想假如耶稣只不过是一个人
I was thinking if Jesus was only man
他不是神
And he's not God.
那他也不知道第二天要发生什么事情。
Then he would have not known what is going to come.
他心里面还好过一点。
Maybe in his heart he would feel a lot better.
但他又是完全的神。
And yet he is.
他完全知道第二天要发生什么事情。
He knows what's going to come.
所以对这样的一个人来讲的话，他心里面的悲伤是可想而知的。
For someone.Like this, the sense of sorrow in the heart we can understand.
他在科西玛尼园里面的祷告这样说。
In his prayer in Gethsemane, he prayed.
他说：“阿爸，父啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这个杯撤去。”
He said, "Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me."
这是苦杯啊。
This is a bitter cup.
这是一个付多么大的代价，要在十字架上面要买赎我们的救恩。
This is something that requires huge cost, so that there can be a redemption for our salvation.
所以耶稣有他作为一个人的软弱。
So there is this human weakness.
我想这个情形大概跟那个拿俄米那个自尽的那个亲属一样。
I believe that there is this similarity to the state of that Naomi's kinsman redeemer.
那个人想到我要付这么的代价去做这个买赎的事情，他就软弱了。
This person who thought, "Wow, this is such a huge cost I have to pay out for this redemption," and he was weakened.
耶稣如果在这时候也说这样，我就不能赎了。
If Jesus at this very moment said, "Well, if that's the case, then I am not able to redeem."
我们的救恩就没有了。
So goes our salvation.
幸亏耶稣不是这样说的。
But truly, thank God that this was not what happened.
因为马可福音十四章三十六节的后半这样说。
Because the second half of Mark chapter 14 verse 36 tells us.
然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
Yet not what I will, but what you will.
各位弟兄姐妹们
Oh dear brothers and sisters
当初波阿斯买赎了拿俄米和路德所付的代价
The cost that Boaz paid out to redeem Naomi and Ruth
万万不能够跟耶稣基督在十字架上面所付的代价相比
is non-comparable to the cost that Jesus paid out on the cross
耶稣基督所付的代价是前所未有的。
The cost that Jesus paid out was never before seen.
十字架是一个非常残忍的刑罚。
The crucifixion is a very cruel punishment.
一个活活的人钉在十字架上。
Someone who is alive and nailed to the cross.
一个健康的人在上面三天三夜都不会死。
A healthy person, when nailed to the cross, will not die after 3 days and 3 nights.
耶稣基督上十字架之前已经被打得半死。
Before Jesus was crucified, he was scourged almost to death.
全身被打得血肉模糊。
That he is his complete as blood bone, everything is meshed up.
所以他在十字架上面六个小时就断气了。
And so he died 6 hours after he was nailed to the cross.
断气之前他大声地喊。
But before his final breath, he cried out,
他说神啊神啊为什么离弃我
He cried Lord Father, God God why have you forsaken me
也就是说耶稣基督在十字架上面 是跟我们天上面的神完全分开的。
It's to say that he is in total separation from the God in heaven.
耶稣基督替我们下了地狱。
For Jesus, he on our behalf went to hell.
因为地狱的定义就是一个完全没有神的地方。
Because the definition of hell is where there is no presence of God.
是一个非常痛苦的地方。
It's a place of immense suffering.
我们的主耶稣基督付了这么大的代价。
The cost that Jesus paid out is tremendous.
为的就是要买赎我们。
All to save us.
什么叫做买赎？
What does it mean to redeem?
就是付了代价才把它买回来的。
It means that a person has to pay out a cost and then the person will be able to acquire something.
往往这种买赎的行为不是这个人一定要做的。
Oftentimes, this act of redemption is not a responsibility.
就好像那个比波阿斯更亲的那个亲属一样。
Just like the kinsman redeemer who is a closer kinsman redeemer than Boaz.
那个人就可以不做。
That person could renounce this responsibility.
但是波阿斯却愿意做。
But Boaz obliged himself.
耶稣基督更愿意做。
Jesus even more willing to do so.
我们感谢上帝。
We want to thank God.
我们今天有这样的救恩，是因为在2000年前有一个愿意付上极大代价的救主。
Because the salvation that we have today comes from a Lord and Savior who is willing to pay out such a cost.
所以我们现在就要到饼杯面前来。
And so now we are going to come before the cup and the bread.
圣经上面告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us.
耶稣基督被卖的那一夜
the night when Jesus was betrayed
也就是逾越节的晚餐
and that was during the Passover
他拿起面前的饼来
he took up the bread that was before him
剥开了
that he broke it
递给大家
and he distributed it to
他说
them
这是我的身体
and he said this is my body
为大家舍的
that has been broken for all
你们如此行是要纪念我
That when you do this, it is to remember me.
然后饭后
and after the supper,
他也拿起面前的杯
he took up the cup that was before him.
里面是葡萄汁像血一样
and in there is the grape juice that looks like blood.
他说这是我立约的血
he says that this is the blood of the covenant.
为你们舍的
it is to be shed for you.
你们如此行是要纪念我
When you do this, it is to remember me.
所以我们今天的基督徒
And so for us today, Christians,
我们常常拨饼喝杯
that we often break bread, we often drink from the cup.
就是为了要纪念主的死
It is so that we will remember the death of the Lord.
要纪念他为我们付了这么大的代价买赎我们
To remember the huge cost that he paid out to redeem us.
好，现在请这个饼杯伺候饼杯的弟兄到前面。